Georgia's immigrant population has more than tripled over the past decade as people arrived to work in the state's poultry plants and on its farms. Some farmers have found they can make a profit by catering to the newcomers. They've turned to raising goats. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Emily Kopp reports.
Patricia Parson is one of Georgia's small farmers. On this cold day, she uses a shovel to break the ice on her goats' watering troughs.
The only part about winter that I hate.
Parson says she's had pet goats for years, but she never tried to make a profit off of them until immigrants craving goat meat arrived on her doorstep.
I would have people coming to the farm, seeing that I had goats, and buying goats, just begging for goats. And it was the Mexicans. This was people from South Africa. This was people from South America. They were coming directly to the farm. They were looking for what they prefer to eat.
Parson says she began to advertise her goats by posting flyers in Latino markets and planting a sign proclaiming Chivos Vendor, or goat seller, in her yard. Her goats sell for $60 and up, and Parson says they net about $30,000 a year.
You will not make a lot of money, but you will do okay.
According to the American Meat Goat Association, goat farming took off about a decade ago when cattle prices plummeted. It started in Texas, which still produces most of the country's meat goats. President Marvin Shirley says many skeptics thought goat farming would run its course, just like emu and ostrich farms did.
They perceived it as a fad that was going to burn out. However, the last decade plus has certainly proven that not to be the point.
Farmers have found they don't need a lot of land to make a decent profit. Association President Shirley says in the space needed to raise one cow, farmers can raise seven goats and make nearly twice the money. He says the industry is growing in places like California, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Georgia. Today, the association boasts 90,000 members. Shirley attributes the boom in goat farming to immigration.
Every culture in the world except for our American culture, goat meat is an accepted form of cuisine.
According to United Nations data, goat is one of the most popular meats in the world. At the International Farmers Market just outside Atlanta, the meat cooler displays goat legs, loins, and shoulders. Guyana native Sadie Singh is examining the cuts.
I cook it like barbecue and I bake it. And I make stew, sometimes curry. Goat is good. It's any style, you know. Like I said, depends how you cook it.
10 miles away at the Jamaican diner, the Star Apple Grill, goat curry is one of the more popular items. Even Americans like Felicia Felder have tried it.
I think goat meat's probably similar to maybe like lamb. It's kind of tender like that, but with your seasonings and it just penetrates through it. It's just, I just recommend that you just have to try if you never had it before.
But goat meat remains something of a mystery to most people who grew up here, and producers aren't trying to reach out to new markets. Researchers say the current demand for goat is so great, U.S. farmers won't be able to meet it for at least 20 years. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.
Bah! Take that billy goat out of here.